Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on a Friday morning, start to the weekend. Mix of sun and clouds today. Chance of showers later today, high near 87, and then cloudy tonight with some rain. If you're heading out to any high school football games, you may want to grab an umbrella or a poncho. And then Saturday, beautiful looking day, sunny skies with a high near 68. I know Joel said you were looking at the National Weather Service radar, and it's already raining in some parts of the state.
Yeah, up in the northwest corner of the state already seeing rain. So like Findlay up in Toledo, up in that area, slow mover, but and it kind of slopes back. You know, a lot of times those front lines kind of leading edge is farther east, more north. So it looks like the timing is about right. It just depends on how much rain and how much thunder and lightning there is.
Well, the rain doesn't bother most of us, actually. I think most of us would say, hey, we need more of that. Talking to different businesses, golf courses are really struggling. Of course, we all talked about the farmers and the drought. We're running a story today about, you know, you can apply for loans if, you know, Licking County is one of the 18 counties that has a chance to apply for loans. But I mean, if you're going to high school football tonight and there's a lot of great games, of course, we're going to have Newark and Zanesville. The one thing you don't want is lightning because, I mean, it's 30 minutes between each visible crack of lightning that, all right, the game gets getting pushed back and pushed back. So you ask anybody that goes to the game, they don't want any bad weather whatsoever, but they'd much rather have the rain than see any of that lightning come through.
Well, and given the week we've had and what looks like is coming the next week, the timing of this could not be worse for high school football.
Yeah, it is. Well, we were talking, you know, a couple weeks ago, they had some games were being delayed because of the heat.
Yep.
And now people are keeping their eye towards the sky for tonight's games because you just never know what you're going to get with Mother Nature in these games. And again, most of these bleachers are, you know, metal, and that's the last thing you want to be doing is outside messing with that. But it should be a lot of fun tonight as Newark at 2-0 takes on Zanesville at 0-2. And, you know, the Wildcats, they got off to a great start last year and then kind of petered out throughout the season. So they can get off to 3-0 start. Coach Bill Franks and the Cats are going to be a team that people are going to be like, hey, wait a minute.
Right on.
What's going on there before they
get to pay attention to the 3-0 team.
Before you get into conference play, you try to get all that stuff taken care of. So it'll be an interesting game tonight. Also, don't forget, later this morning, we'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Backwoods Fest. Of course, that starts September 20th and through the 22nd down in Thornville. I know so many people enjoy getting down there. Arts, crafts, and the food.
The pictures
vendors.
They have on the internet, the place is mobbed. I mean, it's craziness how many people try to get. I mean, I've talked to people that have been there in the past, and they say it's just it's almost difficult to get to the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So many people in there.
Well,
so
I mean, you got 300 vendors. You got bluegrass music. Folks just eat that up, so to speak. And then the food is supposed to be outstanding. So great great time down at the Backwoods Fest. That starts September 20th. And again, later this morning, we'll give away a 4-pack of tickets. We'll look for the 7th caller here coming up. But, you know, a couple things I wanted to touch on. And yesterday was a busy day because the Licking County Foundation, along with other partners, met over at the Davis Shea House. They had an event to talk a little bit about what's being done in this community to help with affordable housing. And, you know, everybody has a different thought of what affordable housing is. Well, you know, they had statistics. 30% of what you want to think of affordable housing is if you can keep it under 30%, what you pay for rent, utilities, and all those kind of things, that's affordable housing. So, I mean, when you start to think about, okay, if somebody is making $70,000 at the household now, I'm not just talking about individuals, but $70,000, $60,000, 30%, I mean, it's a chunk. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a chunk of what they have. So yesterday, the foundation announced through some different initiatives that they started, it boils down to $2.1 million is going to be available to nonprofits, profits, you know, organizations and this stuff like that to help with housing. And it's a real need here.
Well, I mean, you do the math on that. That's $1,500 a month for the person making 60 grand. And I don't know. I mean, it's been a while since I've house shopped. I mean, we've lived where we've lived for a long time, but I know my son shopped really hard when he first got out of college to find a place that he could afford to live. And he's in a different community, but still those things, you know, affordable housing is not unique to Licking County. So it's, you know, it's a product of, you know, what kind of wages are out there, what kind of earning can people make, and then what kind of housing is available. And increasingly here that affordable housing is tougher to find. So I don't know. Is it a mix of apartments and condos and townhouses and old homes? Is it just got to start slapping up apartments or what? I don't know what the answer is, but a lot of 20-year plans, especially with the Intel influence and all that. I mean, there's people really looking hard at that right now to try to determine where the sweet spot is.
Yeah, and yesterday it was really interesting because I mean you had folks from the health community were there talking about it. Rob Montagnes from Licking Memorial Health Systems. You had Steve Lehman, developer, there talking about the issues that, have impacted housing and, when it comes to developer and supply chain and then supplies themselves, how you get to those. And then you had some other nonprofits there talking about it. It's amazing. You hear about affordable housing, and then the one thing you don't take into effect is the workforce. I mean, if folks want to work here, and I can't remember exact total it was, I think they said 57% of the people who work here in Licking County do not live here in Licking County. So a great number of folks are driving it, and one of the reasons is they were bringing it up yesterday, they can't find housing. And to your point about your son, I know my son and his, I think will be his future fiance, they were looking to maybe purchase a house. He says, Dad, I just right now with the rates and that, he goes, there's nothing on the market that I can afford. So they're back to renting an apartment.
Right.
Again, it's tough, and you don't think about it in those terms as far as workforce and being able to have folks here. Mayor Johns mentioned that, we hear affordable housing, but, affordable housing can be for anybody, nurses, lawyers, police officers, firefighters, small business owners. They want to live where they work. They want to be tied to the community, and it's awful hard when you can't find a place to live.
Well, but I mean, just go on Zillow or go on any of the websites that to tell you how much houses are worth. I mean, a lot of people that haven't checked that recently, you'll be amazed at what home values are now. And when you pair that with the current loan rates, there's a potential Fed cut coming, and that will have a positive impact as far as people wanting to borrow. Depending on which side of the aisle you're on, there's plans afoot for post-election for helping out with home equity and proposals to make it easier to get a home and get started. But still, I mean, out in our area, there was a 5-acre plot with an old farmhouse. I mean, a house that definitely fixer-upper would be like to the exclamation point. I mean, big time fixer upper did $150,000, and people are stunned because it's almost like, tear the house down and just farm it. But for $30,000 an acre, you can't do that. You have to leave the dwelling there and try to rehab it to make it into something. And when you start to look at it in perspective like that, I mean, $150,000, even if you put 10-15% down, borrowing $135,000 a year, your payment is not going to be $1,500 a month.
No, not at all. And for a lot of folks, it's just that it's unattainable. They just cannot get there. And, just to finish up on that point at yesterday's press conference, and I'm trying to get Heath Mayor Mark Johns in to talk more about this. We've all heard about that Central Park kind of a feel for Heath and what they're trying to do. Well, the first round of this money, in this first round, some of this money is going to be going towards what the city of Heath wants to do over there by the Davis Shea House and develop all that. And one of the things they're going to put in there is about 400 units of what they call affordable workforce housing for people who want to stay here, who want to be here. So, we all heard about these plans for Heath and what they wanted to do with that, centralized Heath, that downtown kind of a feel. Well, it's moving forward. Now, again, how fast is all this going to work? When are they going to break ground? Who knows? But it's there now, and some of this money, this $2.1 million, the first project is for that. So I give the foundation credit. They, this was before Mike Schmidt took over as president. This was Connie Hawk, who was leading the force on this and getting these people to come together and to see the collaboration. I give them credit because this is what's going to take. It's going to take, and we've heard this for years, a private and partner, public and private partnership. You just can't have the government continue to throw money at stuff and expect things to happen. You got to have some skin in the game from the private sector, and they're getting that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I don't know, earning in this county. I know from talking to realtors, the median price for a house is like $350,000. So again, do the math. There's a lot of not adding up in that kind of stuff. And, so whether it's help from the family or, whatever, whatever's coming. But when you talk about affordable housing, it is it is tough.
They got to get it here. All right, it's time now to give away some tickets. How about some fun stuff? A four-pack of tickets to go to the Backwoods Fest. It is going to be in Thornville, September 20th through the 22nd. Arts, crafts, food, all that good stuff. Over 300 vendors, and somebody said the bean soup is good, so I'm still trying to get somebody to bring me some of this bean soup. But if you give us a call, 740-522-8395, caller number 7 wins a family four-pack of tickets to the Backwoods Fest. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on this Friday start to the weekend. Mix of sun and clouds today. Could see some showers this afternoon into the evening hours, and then more than likely going to get some rain tonight. Would you say between, they were calling 5 and 11 is kind of that ballpark?
That's what National Weather Service is saying. I've got an app on my phone that says it could start as early as 2.
Yeah, so. Well, it looks like it may be getting a little bit. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's because the shade is pulled behind me. I'm losing my mind. But, yeah, they're talking about clouds and rain this afternoon and into the evening. And then this weekend, just beautiful if you've got something to do.
Yes.
Sunny tomorrow, high near 68.
Yes.
Sunny on Sunday, a little bit higher at 73. Now, here's the night, though. Saturday night, clear skies and a low of 42. That's starting
that's
to let you
chilly.
Know things are changing.
That's
yeah.
some chilly.
that's letting you know that things are starting to change.
Right
so
on.
Keep that in mind as you make your way into the weekend. Hey, congratulations to Cheryl of Heath. She was the winner of our four-pack to go down to the Backwoods Fest. And Joel was over here making fun of me. He goes, you know, you're still a couple weeks out and you're asking people to bring you bean soup. I was
right.
like, it's never too early to start.
It kind of is. I mean, they probably haven't even bought their ingredients yet, Dave. And you're already harping on getting some free soup out of people.
I just want some soup. I mean, we're look, 42 on Saturday.
I'm
now,
with
I know,
you.
Now, you're
I
not the
it.
Soup guy during the summer, but 42 on Saturday.
The timing of it is a little off.
Well,
you
got
to wait for the festival to get here before you beg for stuff from the festival.
I'm just telling you, I am ready to go. Now, we talk about tomorrow's weather, and it's going to be cool. So if you have tickets to the Shoe to watch Ohio State and Western Michigan, you may want to wear more than just a T-shirt and shorts.
I would say that's probably advantageous.
I would not just head on over there and be like, oh, it won't be that bad. It's a Saturday in September. The Buckeyes taking on the Broncos, a 38.5-point favorite for Coach Day. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of folks are going to be like, we'd like a little bit better start to that game.
I'd be among them. I'd be among them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Like to not be 3-point doggy.
Uh-huh. Well, they were 48.5-point favorite last week and weren't able to cover that again, I think, because of a bad call. But that's a different story.
Yep.
But, you know, you got them taking on Western Michigan, number 2, Ohio State in the recent AP poll. And I'm not big on the poll thing, especially the preseason polls. I know we're into them now, but the preseason poll, not so much. But you got Ohio State right behind Georgia, and then Texas, Michigan, and Notre Dame. I'll be in South Bend for Saturday's game. Can't wait to get over there. And they're talking cool weather there, too. So it's a great weekend of football. And then, you know, last night, NFL kicks off. I did not see it because, you know, out at the fish fry. And by the way, thanks to everybody who came out and supported Newark Kiwanis Fish Fry. Had a great time. Saw a lot of familiar faces and had just a blast with people last night. But didn't watch any of that NFL game. But boy, oh boy, what a finish there.
It's good that you didn't turn it on when you got home.
Oh, because I told you I got baited into that
probably
thing.
Would have been hooked for sure.
Yeah.
But that final play, 10-yard line, you know, the Ravens are trying to score to tie it up. And the pass and the catch. And literally, I mean, it can't even be a half an inch. It can't be. Toe comes down, tries to do the toe tap, and just misses.
Yeah.
Just a hair outside. Unbelievable.
And, you know, I forgot to ask you, what was the original call? Did they call it a touchdown, or did they call it out of bounds?
Out of bounds.
So the guy had it right.
Out of bounds.
The official had it right.
Out of bounds.
Again, for as many times as we harp on them, and I'm not saying they don't miss calls, but Yeah, give him credit on that one if Replay showed it. Now, I did see the picture, and you're like, yeah, if his shoe was about a half size, not even a half size, eighth of a size smaller, that probably is a touchdown for Baltimore.
Yep.
So,
yep,
you got that football. You know, they got another game tonight. The NFL, I think, is in Sao Paulo, I believe.
In Brazil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Their first time ever down there, so they're going to have a game there.
They got big stadiums down there.
Oh, well, because of soccer and all that stuff.
Right,
and I'm...
Right.
I'm assuming, I mean, they'll have a big sellout if they're down there. Why would you move these two teams? It's the teams that are playing that make no sense to me, the Packers and Phillies. Now, I'm not cutting on Brazil or those fans down there, but you would think they would have sent somebody like the Cowboys, the Raiders team. And I'm not saying the Packers aren't well-known. I'm not saying that at all, but the Eagles? I mean, that's just one of those that you're just like...
Maybe they just went down the roster and said, okay, who wants to play in Brazil? They just went until they got two yeses. Like, okay, there's the matchup in Brazil.
And that's where we're going.
Yeah.
So, and then you got the... Sunday is the big day, obviously, where the majority of teams will kick off the season. You got the Bengals at home against New England. And then, speaking of the Cowboys, I got to imagine this is probably the 4 o'clock game on the biggies is Dallas taking on Cleveland up by the lakefront. So... You know, that's not an easy way to start. Now, for the Bengals in New England, obviously we all know they're down. Mm-hmm. They lost a guy named Brady a couple of years ago and then a coach named Belichick. So I'm not sure, you know, what New England looks like this year. But Cleveland and Dallas, that could be a pretty good game now.
Could be.
I mean, I'm not sure about Deshaun Watson, but you're talking Dallas and Cleveland. That's a pretty good ball game. So it's hard to believe, you know, we're into week three of high school football, college football. Is in week two, and then the NFL now is underway. So I know what a lot of people are going to be doing on weekends.
Football, 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 Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, what more do you want? Well, throw in Thursday because the NFL has the Thursday night game. So if you're a football junkie, this is your time of the year. And,
Five days in a row.
And you're seeing all these different things about sports betting in the state of Ohio and how it's, you know, this is one of the biggest states for it. Well, now you're coming into football season and it doesn't get much bigger than football season.
Oh, when you
betting.
Talk about fantasy football, you talk about parlays and all this stuff. I mean, I got a group of guys yesterday afternoon. That's all they talked about for hours was the drafts and who got who. And I can't believe you got that guy. And I can't believe I got this guy at this pick and on and on. And then it's what bets you got. And one guy's got like this 10-game parlay. He's like, bet $2. He goes, but if I hit, it's worth like $760-some. I'm like, what are the chances
of a 10
you hit all 10?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I bet one a week I'm going to hit one time.
No, again, now look, that betting is not for me. I have no problem with folks who want to do it as long as they do it responsibly. It's just not for me. So I understand for a lot of people that makes it fun. I don't need anything to make the games fun for me. I mean, you come over to my house, just being in the house is fun enough. I don't need the game, you know,
potato skin, some sour cream, and a cold Mick Ultra, and life is good.
And you're in good shape. So
right on.
We'll see, but there'll be plenty of football again highlighted by tonight. We've got Newark taking on Zanesville. Rennie and I will have that game for you pregame at 6:45, and we'll have the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Be sure to join us on Monday. Lincoln County Commissioner Tim Bubb will join us, his monthly visit, as he gets us up to date on things that are taking place here in the county. And I'm sure one of those will be talking about the solar and wind farm exclusionary zones for some townships. A lot of townships don't want these things in their community, so the commissioners listened to them and said, all right, we'll make some exclusionary zones. So we'll talk a little bit about that and all that's going on in Licking County. So that's Monday on Talk of the Town. Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb will join us.